Yeah, but Liverpool were always going to look for further reinforcements. They're not going to go into the season with just one right back. They'll want lots of options everywhere.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Ruben Amorim claims the pressure of playing for Manchester United is too much for some players. Carlo Ancelotti appears in court accused of tax evasion. And the Ireland women's team face another issue ahead of their Nations League doubleheader with Greece. But first, it was another night to forget for Evan Ferguson in a West Ham jersey. Handed his first Premier League start after his January loan move from Brighton. The Ireland striker was taken off at half-time, having squandered a gilt-edged chance from 6 yards in their 1-0 defeat away to Wolves. Jorgen Strand Larsen struck 2 minutes after that Ferguson missed to ultimately hand all 3 points to Wolves. West Ham boss Graham Potter says Ferguson has to learn from the experience.
Yeah, it's about supporting him. It's about helping him on the training ground. We, as part of a sports team, when you're involved in sports, you have to take the not so good times with the good ones. And you know, he's a young player that will get better with time and games and training and all the rest of it. But in the meantime, we have to, as a team, perform better than we did in the first half, because if we don't, then it's hard to get points.
Ferguson may find it hard to get another start in the near future, with Potter full of praise for Nicholas Fulkrug's performance, having replaced the 20-year-old at half-time.
No, we've been building him up well, and he's been working hard. We've had to do some work behind closed doors to get him the match time, but you can't replicate Premier League football. So credit to him and how he's been, that he can influence the game like he did and affected the game. And I think you can see that he gives us a different option that we haven't had. He helps you be a bit more direct, a bit more vertical, which I think can help us.
On last night's football show, former Dundalk goalscorer Richie Tell says Ferguson may have benefited from a move instead to the continent.
Premier League is relentless. It is like, if you're not an 8 or a 9 out of 10 every single week, you're going to get swallowed up your air. And like that, on the flip side, you see Troy Parra going to AZ Alkmaar in the Dutch League, and he's out there and absolutely flying. He is. When you take a little step back, realistically, the best move for Evan was to go to West Ham, because a bigger club, playing on a bigger scale in the Premier League, great fan base. But if you take a little step back and he goes like that to the Dutch League, somewhere like that, and bangs in a load of goals, gets the confidence up, it can be a whole.
And there's more from Richie Tell on last night's football show, which you can hear by becoming an Off the Ball member now. Tell mentioned Troy Parrott there, who took his tally for the season to 19 in all competitions. He scored AZ's opening goal in a 2-2 draw with RKC Waalwijk in the Eredivisie last night. That was AZ's third high-scoring draw in a row in the league, and leaves him 6 points off a Champions League qualifying spot, 4 behind Feyenoord, who occupy the Europa League place. Ruben Amorim says the pressure of playing for Manchester United becomes too much for some players. Their former winger Anthony Elanga scored the only goal as Manchester United succumbed to a 13th Premier League defeat of the season. Nottingham Forest solidified their third place position with last night's 1-0 win at the City Ground. Elanga's goal came just days after Marcus Rashford opened his account for Aston Villa in their FA Cup win away to Preston. Anthony has scored 4 goals and provided 4 assists since he joined Real Betis on loan from United in January. Amorim claims those players have thrived elsewhere because the pressure of United was too much.
We are talking about a lot of from players that come from Manchester United and they are doing right, but they had the chance here. In Manchester United, you don't have the time. I'm saying all the time, I will not have the time. We have to get it right fast. So we are talking about, but you are not talking about players that didn't play for Manchester United. They were here playing for Manchester United. In here, the pressure is too big sometimes. And sometimes you don't have time, and you should have time for these kids to develop. But for that, you need a strong base to support all these kids. If you don't have that strong base, we are not going to help our kids. So they had their chances, and sometimes football is like that, and the pressure of playing for Manchester United is really big.
This week on Diverted.
Do you stop saving to do that, or?
So when I return to Ireland, I will have €0.
This week, we're going to Chile.
¿Hace poco aprendiste a hablar español?
Well, mi español es muy malo.
Es como el inglés mío.
Yeah.
We're going to be visiting the Palestinian Football Club in Santiago.
Here in Chile, there's the biggest colony of Palestine outside Palestine and outside the Middle East, yes.
And we'll also be telling you about a legendary pair of brothers who made it all the way to the World Rugby Hall of Fame for Chile. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted
on Off the Ball.
Bukayo Saka scored for Arsenal just 7 minutes into his return from injury. He got his side second in a 2-1 win over Fulham in the Premier League. That closed the gap on leaders Liverpool to 9 points. Manager Mikel Arteta says it wasn't all good news though, with defenders Gabriel and Urien Timber both being forced off.
Gabi felt something in his hamstring. We don't know how big that is, and with Urien as well. He already was struggling very early in the game. He managed to continue. At some point he couldn't. So that's the downside to it.
Alan Mahan says he'd have no issue with Colin Healy returning to the Ireland women's coaching team. Last week, manager Carla Ward echoed those sentiments when asked about Eileen Gleeson's former assistant possibly replacing Amber Whiteley on her staff. Whiteley hasn't been able to join up with the squad this week for their Nations League doubleheader with Greece due to passport issues. The Liverpool interim manager is a contender to take the job on a full-time basis following the departure of Matt Beard. The FAI's head of women and girls football, Hannah Dingley, will fill the void left by Whiteley this week. Former Ireland international Karen Duggan told this week's Koi Gig Pod, Ireland have to make sure that February's defeat in Slovenia was a one-off.
Yeah, I think we can make comparisons with Greece and the level that we played in the previous two games. So if we go and we win these games, we're not just going to say, oh, it's not because Greece are very good, because obviously, like, my memory is very acute to when we drew that game away that time we didn't qualify for the Euros. So they're not going to be a bad outfit. They're a team we would expect to win and win well, but also we expected that in the previous camp. So it's important that we show that we are levels above these teams and that that was a one-off and it's not a sign of things to come, because I think we're all a little bit worried after that it is, because Carla very quickly changed her tune from we want to qualify to the World Cup to this is a rebuild. And, like, you know, those messages don't quite compute. I think she's right in the fact that it's a rebuild. I think her saying World Cup, I think that was overly ambitious, and setting expectations is not a problem. I have no problem in doing that. But I do have a problem if we're going to go out and perform in the same way against lower opposition. Even if you're rebuilding, even if there's change in style, there's certain fundamentals that we felt were very lacking in that game. Just the overall cohesion of the team and the spirit. And that's the last thing we want to be talking about in an Irish team.
There's lots more from Karen Duggan and Scarlett Heron on this week's Koi Gig Pod, which is available for free elsewhere in the OTB football feed. And Carlo Ancelotti's appeared in court this morning charged with tax evasion. It's alleged the Real Madrid manager misguided the tax office with regard to €1 million in image rights during a previous spell in charge between 2014 and 2015. Prosecutors have called for a 4-year jail term. Ancelotti spoke to reporters on his way to court this morning, accompanied by his wife and son, and he told them he's convinced he's innocent and the matter has already been dealt with.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
It's embarrassing. It's a disgrace. That's what it is, a disgrace.
Oh, you are a bloody disgrace! For missing the target from there, you want bloody shooting!
He's a disgrace. He's a disgrace to the game.
Ah, that's putting it too strong.
That's why, together. Hold on a minute.
A disgrace as a decision. If you are not guilty, you are not punished. So it's also a disgraceful decision.
Jose Mourinho's just had some strong words to say about it, saying it was a disgraceful decision. What's your response to that?
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry, he was trying to come in there.
And we were robbed in Paris. It was disgraceful what went on
That's
in Paris,
right. Exactly.
Okay?
Puts his hand to his ears, he's like shutting the critics up. That's embarrassing. He's been a disgrace the last few months in Man United. He thinks he scores then he's going to shut his critics up.
Your point, please.
I was harsh on Maguire, and I definitely crossed the line with Harry Maguire. Yeah, and I apologise for
him. Hold on a minute now, you've jumped over the fence, baby.
Did they not know?
Please ask for help, because it's an absolute disgrace that this goal is allowed. It's an absolute disgrace.
I can't offer anyone any solace at this stage.
To allow it to happen, I think it's a disgrace.
Okay.